A friend of Trayvon Martin says she was on the phone with him moments before he was shot and killed by Neighborhood Watch Captain George Zimmerman in Stanford, Florida. Cell phone records confirm the call was made. The Martin family lawyer, Benjamin Crum, said Trayvon repeatedly said someone was following him. Then
she hears Trayvon say, "Why are you following me?" And that's when she says she hears another voice say, "What are you doing around here?" And she says she hears an altercation. Then suddenly somebody must have hit the phone, and it went out because that's the last she hears.
George Zimmerman says he was acting in self-defense, and there are calls to examine Florida's Stand Your Ground law, which allows people to protect themselves with force outside of the home. But many are also asking questions about Neighborhood Watch. Listener Eric Resnick wrote us with his concerns. He's a former Neighborhood Watch coordinator in Canton, Ohio, under a program set up by the Justice Department. It's called Weed and Seed. It's now been defunded. But Eric, you said this story really hit you in the gut. Why?
I guess what bothered me about this after looking closely was that throughout all of that, we were never warned about the possibilities of having inappropriate people. There are people in all of our communities, Robin, who have more testosterone than brains. Some of those people are going to be attracted to Neighborhood Watch like pedophiles are attracted to playgrounds. And nowhere in what we were doing, at least not here, was there any warning about that, any training, any formal attempts to discourage people who might be inappropriate from taking part in this. George Zimmerman, and I'm this is totally my opinion, he's one of the guys that the neighborhood should have been watching. The television clips from Sanford, Florida indicate that this is a sanctioned activity. When they showed those clips, they had those real official Neighborhood Watch signs that were like city signs posted. Something went wrong here. This is a guy who does not strike me as someone who should have been a Neighborhood Watch captain. And worse, he's running around with a 9mm gun.
Well, you write what a lot of people have asked. We now know that in 2005, George Zimmerman was arrested for battery on a law enforcement officer. You wonder, how was he a Neighborhood Watch captain, but also how was he carrying a gun? I want to ask you to hold it right there, because we also have Carmen Caldwell with us. She's executive director of Citizens Crime Watch of Miami-Dade County. They run over 300 Neighborhood Watch groups. And Carmen, I know you also have been watching this dismayed. What's been your reaction to this?
I just want to clear something up. The National Sheriff's Association, the USA on Watch Neighborhood Watch program, sent out a statement saying that they had no indication that the community where the incident occurred was even a registered Neighborhood Watch program.
And this is important to you because, you know, there's an umbrella group for Neighborhood Watches.
Yes.
But, you know, you say Stanford's giving you nightmares. And I'm wondering if you have the same questions Eric has. Like, you know,
see, that's questions that I've been asking. When we set up a Neighborhood Watch, Eric, we have people that call us either because they've been a victim of a crime or they want to be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
We work hand in hand with local law enforcement. That's how we do it here. That's how it's done, you know, pretty much across the country.
Well, now listen, I want to say something, Carmen. We don't want you to feel defensive here. We haven't asked you here for that reason, because we understand there are terrific Neighborhood Watch groups that are just appalled at this.
Well, my question is, did Zimmerman even get trained? And as far as the signs that I saw are not the official Neighborhood Watch signs that come out of the National Sheriff's Association. And that's the unfortunate thing, that in many communities, you have people that say, well, we have Neighborhood Watch, okay? Who's leading it? Who's doing the training?
These are Eric's questions. So
those are my questions.
I was kind of expecting not to be on the same side as Carmen in this conversation, and I'm really...
You have the same question.
Yeah, I mean, we have the same questions, but on the larger playing field, and I hope Carmen will agree with this, the fact that we're both raising the same questions means that somewhere along the line, something's breaking down, and my point is that in communities throughout the United States, what happened in Sanford, Florida could happen. And it could happen because people are trying to be good neighbors and trying to do
no, I think, Eric, that something like a situation like this means lack of training, because at no time does either National Sheriff's Association or all the training that I've done, do they advocate any intervention action by any Crime Watch group or individual?
Exactly. And Carmen, I just want to ask you, we've raised a lot of questions, and we know that there are a lot of community groups probably itching to say, we don't allow people, just as you did, we tell people not to follow people.
And, here in Miami-Dade County, we have over 200,000 people trained in Crime Watch. Never had an incident.
How do you keep them out? If you get somebody in there attracted to this for very much the wrong reason, what's the mechanism that you have in there to either rein them in or get them out?
That is always, an issue. But because we work directly under law enforcement and we work with the community, when we go into those communities, trust me, they're the ones that tell us, hey, you better watch out for so-and-so. We vet them out. We make sure that that is not a problem.
The question that we can't put it to Carmen, Eric, but it needs to be put, I guess, to the Sanford police. How could somebody who had a battery on a police officer, how could he get through? And you're both asking this, how could he become part of the neighborhood watch? And Eric, you seem to be asking further, if maybe just there's some soul searching that needs to be done about, what we're watching for.
You're absolutely correct, Robin. I wrote what I wrote knowing that there are a whole array of neighborhood watch groups, ranging from ones that are just totally awesome to ones that are probably pretty bad. They're all out there. And I think what we saw from George Zimmerman in this case is really just case in point. I'm not saying we should do away with Neighborhood Watch. We shouldn't. Its goals are laudable.
But, Robin, it needs to be said, though, that at the first meeting that one has, the first thing that comes out of police and my mouth is, this is not a vigilante, this is not for patrolling, and definitely this does not include any kind of weapon.
Carmen Caldwell, Executive Director of Citizens Crime Watch of Miami-Dade County, and Eric Resnick, a Here and Now listener who participated in some neighborhood watch groups in Canton, Ohio. I want to thank you both so much. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Robin.